Welcome, everybody, to episode 27, CCB Health and Fitness Show. I'm your host, Ryan Van Praet. Just a little bit of Monday motivation, a little bit of a catch-up. We'll get going pretty soon. All right, everybody, and welcome to Monday, April 30th, 2018. Almost May, and finally here in southwestern Ontario, it's starting to feel like spring, thankfully. Finally, how is it in your neck of the woods? Ooh, I feel like Al Roker, if you guys ever watch the Today Show. That's my morning boost of 20 minutes of television while I have my coffee before I get going. So Al Roker, he's a good guy. Anyways, how's it in your neck of the woods in terms of the weather this spring? And I use the word spring pretty lightly because it's been really draggy here in southwestern Ontario for sure. I mean, we're just about the beginning of May and finally getting some reliable double-digit temperatures. So why is that important? Why am I talking about that? Well, you should know me by now. I tend to diverge from the topics occasionally, but there is relevance to that. And that relevance being that we're really getting motivated to get involved in our springtime activities. Obviously, we should be active all year long, but you know what? I get it. I get the motivation wanes in terms of really crummy weather and not wanting to get out and be active. I consider myself a fairly motivated individual. I have lots of goals and things I like to do, but certainly when you look outside and it's just dreary and drab and yucky, it just doesn't make you feel excited about exercising. Even if you do most of your exercising indoors like I do, there's still something motivating about knowing that it's nice out. I mean, having your goals generally being outdoor activities. Well, I shouldn't say that. I guess in my case, my goals generally involve outdoor activities in terms of running races or triathlon or participating in certain events like golf tournaments or cycling events or something. But knowing that the weather outside is turning nicer makes you feel like you're getting closer to those outdoor summer goals that you might have. So hopefully for you guys, wherever you are across the country, things are starting to look up, starting to look a little better in terms of weather and in terms of, you know, keeping you a little more hopeful that summer is on its way. And that's really what we wanted to talk about today really quickly is how to keep yourself motivated and how to keep yourself accountable in terms of how well you are actually doing in pursuit, I guess, of your goals. And one of the key things that I found over the years is in terms of keeping myself accountable and really getting an honest picture of how much I'm actually being active is to write it down. And I'm pretty sure I've described this to everybody before, but you know, I really am finding new ways to try to keep people motivated and try to keep people, I guess, accountable for themselves without me nagging and saying, well, how much are you really exercising? How much are you really exercising? Because it's not up to me to nag, right? You have to motivate yourself and you have to be wanting to accomplish these goals yourself, right? There's the old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And really, I'm finding that out more and more. And I do recall saying this really, really early on in our podcasts. One of my faults is sometimes I want it more than the people that I'm coaching or motivating, because I believe in the potential everybody has. You know, I've taken a journey along the last 20 some odd years to my athletic, and I'll use the word success lightly, but you have to want that, right? And I see that, you know, I can do it. I've seen lots of other people do it, and I'm not any different really than everybody else out there, right? I don't have this huge innate athletic ability, that I was a superstar prodigy kid growing up. I just was a kid that had two things really stick out. One is I had a system around me that believed in me that said, you know, you can do this. You can do whatever you set your mind to. And I had that work ethic that said, okay, you know what, just keep grinding away, put your head down, attack the pile. You know, if there's this big pile ahead of you, just go after it. But that's really all that stood out for me as a person initially is the two things of having people around me that were really positive and having the, I guess, the gumption to just keep going after it. So one of my big things, again, is sometimes wanting it more than the people that I'm helping. So what I have to do is try to find ways to keep you guys motivated and really help you kind of take that wide-angle view and take a step back and really have an honest look about, you know, how much exercise and how much activity you're really doing, right? And trust me, I do that same thing when I'm looking at my diet, right? And we're going to get into that topic maybe in our next podcast about nutrition and diet. And there's a reason I don't talk a ton about it. You know, that's where I struggle, right? I'm not a big fast food junkie, but I can do better. And maybe the next podcast, I'll maybe have an Oprah moment or something where I'll pull back the curtain and give you a better insight of where my potential struggles are. And that's keeping myself eating well. I won't get into it too much, but you know, I want you guys to really have that honest look and say, okay, how am I doing in my lifestyle factors, right? Am I exercising appropriately? Am I eating well, etc.? So big circle around, ta-da, how do we do this in terms of exercise? Well, in my closet, about 10 feet away from me currently, is this Tupperware container. And in that Tupperware container right now probably is about 12 years of binders and notebooks of all my earliest days in running and triathlon. And in the last 5 or 6 years or more, probably close to 10 years now, I've actually started writing things down online. But really, I've been a triathlete and a runner for 21 years, and I have record or could find record of all of those 21 years. And to me, I find that extremely helpful, extremely motivating. So I, in the early days when, you know, seeing paper and ink wasn't as huge of an issue, I used to write it down. I would have even just this basic notebook and I would scribble down some whatever I did every day. Or, you know, if it was a big year and I had big goals, I would take the time and make a really fancy binder with logos and pictures. And because it kept me motivated, it kept me on task to knowing, okay, the goal is at the end of the line. How am I doing in terms of that goal? So now what I have apps on my phone. Garmin makes a GPS. So I use that to keep track of what I'm doing in terms of exercise. But there's a lot of other apps out there we can touch on at some point. But that's what I wanted to talk about today, right? If you find that you're struggling and you find that, you know, you feel that you're getting enough activity in, but you're really not seeing any benefit. You know, it's not even about weight loss, right? It's about you don't feel any fitter. You just kind of feel blah. What I really want to encourage everybody to do is to write it down. And so actually being that May 1st is tomorrow, here's a bit of a challenge for you, right? And then if you don't happen to come upon this podcast till, I don't know, September 1st, 2019. It doesn't matter, right? Start tomorrow. And for at least a month, I want you to try this. And try it on whatever method works best for you. A piece of paper with a Sharpie marker or an app of your choosing. So I use Garmin. There's an app called Strava. There's MyFitnessPal. I know iPhone has its own fitness app. Notes. On iPhone, just a general notes, writing on the calendar app or a physical calendar. What I want you to do for a month, and I'm going to put this out there in a video challenge as well, is I want you to write down what you do in terms of exercise. And this is really old school and really simple, and it's what I would do in a health education setting in the hospital or clinic if somebody came in. That's really the first step to really understanding what we need to do in order to prescribe proper exercises. We need to know what your actual current exercise and activity level is. And, you know, I would always tell people, you need to be honest, right? If you come in and you're like, well, I just filled in, I walked 30 minutes every day. Well, okay, if you did, that's fantastic. And that gives us a great picture. If you just put that in there to sort of fib and make yourself look better to your coach, well, that's really not helping anybody, right? So take a really honest look, like what are you doing in terms of exercise? So, case in point, you know, today is Monday. I'm going to take the dog out for a walk. And actually what I'm going to do here too is, we're going to do this for Oak, my guide dog. I'm going to do a bit of a general walk diary for him whenever he goes out, just to kind of see, you know, how he's doing. So be it Monday, take your favorite app, take your calendar, write down what you did. Okay. And if what you did is chores around the house, right? You didn't go out for a walk necessarily around your building or around the block or down the, you know, in town. But what you did is chores. That's fine, right? Put that down on the calendar. Did 3 loads of laundry in the basement, right? And if you have like 2 or 3 steps, okay, fine, right? And just keep track of what you did. What I would eventually request of people is to sort of take out the daily chores, right? For right now, I think that's fine. I think for this first month, do that, right? That's perfectly fine. Let's get a good picture of what you're doing in terms of just moving, right? Not sitting on your butt. So what are you doing in just terms of moving around? After that first month, what I would encourage you to do is take away all those daily chores, because those are just the daily have to do's, right? You have to go and do your laundry. You have to do the cleaning or the dishes or whatever. But I want you to get a good picture of what that extracurricular activity level is like. Because what happens is that's awesome that we're doing our daily chores and our everyday activities, but your body becomes accustomed to that, right? And so that's not something that's eventually going to enact change, right? It's awesome to keep you status quo, but especially if you're looking to progress and get fitter and perhaps lose a few inches, etc., you need to do that progression, right? But first of all, we need to get a baseline. So I hope that makes sense, right? So I'm challenging you from tomorrow onwards, take a month, write it down wherever you like, and really get a good picture of, you know, what your activity level is. Then from there, you've got options, right? Well, if you want some help and you want to get fitter and you want to have, you know, attack specific goals, well, then certainly contact me, right? Let's do a phone call. And then you've already got your homework done, so to speak. You've already got a month's worth of activity record to really give us a good understanding of where you're starting. If you don't want to contact me, that's perfectly fine. Take that month, right, of your activity. Really look at what in that month is just general chores. And what I want you to do is keep recording for, you know, the next month, but maybe don't record the general chores. Don't record laundry or dishes or whatever. Just record those extracurricular, you know, I went outside and I walked around the block, or I rode my stationary bike for X amount of time, or I did half an hour of yoga, or I swam for 20 minutes, or I lifted weights. You know, I did this many pounds, this many repetitions, etc. So as you progress, then we're going to get an even clearer picture of really the extracurricular, the on top of everyday activity, if that makes any sense. So we're basically sifting down to really get a good idea of what activity level you're at. And then it really helps nail down how to progress safely and effectively. So that was really my musings over the weekend, is really how do we lead you to the water and help you drink, right? How do we keep you motivated and give you another tool to really be honest with yourself, but use it as a technique to motivate yourself and say, you know what? Okay, either one of two things. Either I'm really doing well, which is going to spark me on to continue to do well and to continue to just keep crushing it and progress and do more and more and more, or not necessarily exercise harder, but maybe smarter, right? There's lots of variables in how to progress. Or on the other hand, you have a really honest look and go, ah, man, you know what? Am I exercising 3 to 4 to 5 times a week? Am I getting, you know, my 150 minutes of cardiovascular exercise? You know, am I challenging myself? Because if I don't challenge myself, I'm not going to change myself. And I think you will find that writing it down will motivate you. And this is certainly something I do not want you to take a look at and go, oh man, I'm a slug and I haven't done enough and this is hopeless. Absolutely not. I think it is awesome to get a baseline, because then 3 months from now, when you look back and you go, wow, look at how far I've come. It's just incredibly motivating. And that's exactly what I do. Is if I'm, you know, preparing for a race or an event, so like an Ironman or a marathon or a 5K or whatever, and I'm feeling kind of blah, I'm feeling like, you know, I'm not fit, or I'm not getting the work done, or, you know, am I getting the work done? I tend to dig up the folder or the binder with the year that I knew I did a similar event. So last time I did an Ironman, you know, in the summer. Okay, well, how am I progressing? Or last time I did a 5K, well, what was my last 5K time and how did I build up to that? And so if I look and I said, wow, I had a really crummy build up to my last 5K run, you know, I only ran two or three times in the month and I still had a good race, but now, you know, 5 years later, I'm running three or four times a week and I'm, you know, I'm getting ready for this 5K. Well, that's going to give me confidence to say, okay, you know what? I'm preparing better than I prepared last time I did a 5K, because I'm looking back at the records that I wrote down. So now I'm going to feel more motivated about that, right? So it's just a really, really simple tool, but it goes a really, really long way. And I've seen proof of this, and I've seen proof that 95% of the time, it's far more empowering than it is demotivating. So I've seen it work way, way more times than I've seen it fail. And I think the best example was when I started off in cardiac rehab. No, this was not a cardiac rehab. This was when I started off in diabetes prevention. This was 2006. Started off in diabetes prevention, which is essentially doing what I'm doing now. People would come in and we would gather up, you know, a history of their exercise and what their goals are and what their limitations are. And we would help them progress in order to help ward off the effects of, or the potential risk of, developing type 2 diabetes. And I gave this individual just a really basic 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper printed out with a grid on it that said Monday through Sunday, right? And I think I gave them 3 or 4 pages. So enough for a month, I think it was. And it had a couple columns. So on the left-hand side, it had Monday through Sunday. And across the top, it had time, activity. I don't even remember. I think it was just time and activity and then notes. So basically, the person would write in what activity they did, how long they did it, and any notes. You know, how was the weather? How did you feel, etc. And I gave them enough for a month. And I said, you know, I would encourage you to photocopy some more of it. And so fast forward, another 6 or 7 years, and I'm working out at the YMCA, it doesn't matter. But this gentleman comes up to me, and he's like, do you remember me? And I said, well, vaguely, you know, partially I'm a blind guy and I can't see faces as well anymore. But the voice sounded familiar. And he said, oh, I'm so-and-so. You helped me, you know, 6 or 7 years ago, and I'm still at it. And he's carrying with him this clipboard with a sheet of paper on it. And he's like, I still have the sheet of paper that you gave me. Obviously not the same one, but he's like, I took it and I kept photocopying it. And he's like, I use it every day. And he says, it's just the greatest thing ever. And he says, I love writing down what I'm doing and it just keeps me motivated. And it's great to see. And I love looking back on it. And it's just this simple 8.5 by 11 piece of paper with this very basic grid on it that I gave as homework 7 years previously, just to get a baseline idea of how much this individual has been working out. But he used it as this huge motivator, and is still using it years and years down the line. And now is, you know, like an extremely regular gym user. So, I mean, something so simple, some basic tool can be so huge and empowering you to keep active. So that's what today's show is about, is let's find this basic tool of writing it down and let's use this to motivate you. Okay. I don't want to be the nagging guy like, hey, are you exercising much? Like you take that look, right? Take that look, see how you're doing. Okay. And as promised, I'll try to make a note here. episode 28, we'll peel back the layers a bit. We'll talk a bit about nutrition. We'll talk a bit about why I don't talk about it a ton, and maybe give you a bit of insight on my thoughts and perspectives and experiences with food, right? I don't have any food disorders per se. I just don't have maybe the necessarily the best habits. And so that's my thing to work on, right? And I know there's individuals who eat amazingly, but their thing to work on is how much they're active. So that's going to be episode 28 coming up. But for this episode 27, go find a piece of paper, go find an app. If you have any questions, certainly shoot me an email, but write it down. Do it for a month, see how it is. I'm gonna bet it's gonna motivate you to keep going, okay? All right, that's enough. You've had enough of me. Happy spring. Get out there, enjoy the warm weather. And if you have any questions, as always, fire them off. ccb.healthandfitness@gmail.com. Have an awesome day.